Hey guys, it's Eric RPG, and I've got another review for you, and I was provided a code for this game, and obviously, like, as you could read from the posts, it's for a grind. And this is another Metroidvania, for those who like Metroidvanias, this is one to check out. But the way it's set up is, you are, much like in the Souls game, thrown into a world, and with little understanding of what's actually going on, but you seem to be, like, the latest generation of whatever these rock people are, because that's where this world takes place. But your goal is to get to the highest point of the region on a mountaintop somewhere, and I guess ascend to someplace. See, I told you the game doesn't really explain much. And even though there's like a dialogue and then there's lore and factions, it doesn't do the whole lore thing as well as a Souls game would through dialogue. I haven't really bothered to look at the item descriptions of weapons, if there are a lot of weapon lore and such, because one of the bigger issues I had with this game was the text size scaling options don't seem to exist in the console version, which is odd. And maybe that could be added in a patch. But I played the Xbox version, by the way, in case anybody's wondering. Although, I got a code for the PC release a year ago. And so I'm reviewing that version too, but I'm reviewing this mainly based on the console release and the fact that the DLC update Colors of Rock came out along with it. And so my experience with the game only has to do with that, because I couldn't play the PC version because I didn't have a setup at the time. But now that I got a Steam Deck and it plays pretty well on it, I was able to mess around with it for a bit. And the other issues I had with the game was the Xbox, at least the Xbox version. The PS4 and PS5 versions might have issues themselves on their respective platforms. But the Xbox platforms, specifically I was playing on this, the Series X version, has performance issues and odd bugs and glitches that shouldn't really exist in a game like this. And while I'm well aware that they're probably hard at work at patching the game, it's hard to recommend in its current state, but I can recommend, at the very least, the PC version to you, and now let's dive into the content of that release. Like I said, it's a Souls-like, but it's 2D Metroidvania style, so, you'll level up, you'll gain mass, which is basically the version of Souls in this game. And you can use that mass to put points into certain stats, and you can use different weapons that scale with some of those stats. And some of them actually have requirements, like, even though there aren't weapons that scale with the force stat, which governs your stamina, there are weapons that require a certain threshold that you meet to be able to use that weapon. Although one of the later updates of the game lets you use weapons even if you don't meet the requirements with a hefty penalty, which is really only useful for if you want to use a weapon and you want to mess with its moveset before you start to commit to putting stat points into those weapons requirements. But, like I said, since it is a Souls-like, there are parry mechanics. But the way parries work in this game operates on two different levels, which the first level is that when you absorb an enemy, you do a little damage, of course, so it's more of a counterattack than an actual parry. But if you do that when they're near death, and their health is on a red health bar as opposed to a gray one, That means you can absorb their trait after you do this a certain number of times to a certain number of enemies. Of a specific enemy type. So, like, you might have to do it 3 times for one enemy, or 5, or what, 8, or whatever, for a number of the different ones. But, once you get the trait, you could put hunt points, which are earned by fighting specific mini-load bosses, or finding items in the game that will give you these hunt points. And you can't absorb and get traits of those, you just have to kill them. But, once you do this, you can get, like, passive abilities that you put points into that could do anything from increasing the amount of healing you get, or increasing the amount of mass you get, which is done by ardor, but you can increase the amount of ardor that you can recover. Like, one of them actually lets you get all your ardor back when you hit your Echo, which is basically this game's version of, like, your Bloodstain or whatever. But, anyways, the other one, feature it works into is that, it's the only other way of getting breath back, which is what's used to restore your health. And there's no Estus Flask system. Well, that's not entirely true, but the original release, the only way to recover health was to use breath. And you can get upgrades or the amount of breath you can hold on to, so you can do it a couple times. But, that's the original method of healing. The second one, which is an update, makes you chase down, like, crystal lizard type of enemies, and, yeah, they won't run away when you kill them. I mean, they will run away, but they won't, like, permanently run away. They'll run to a specific location. You have to track them down like a hunt, and then they'll stop, and then you can destroy them. And you get 3 of these done, you'll complete a fatal pearl, which will basically become a consumable item that recharges every time you hit a checkpoint, which is called Surrogates. It's basically this game's version of Bonfire. If you're familiar with the Souls games. But, so those are kind of like your SS Flash, and those are new to updates based on feedback and what the developer themselves have done. But, so that's nice. And while this wasn't a feature in the original game, you have the ability to teleport, but, you only got that in the original release, like, by defeating the final plotch, which kind of didn't make much sense, because, it's something you should get earlier, because the other fast travel, methods of the in the game aren't exactly fast, because there's only so many areas in the game you could actually go to go from one place to place, but this warp feature lets you warp between the different circuits, but, because of the Color of Rot update, they moved it to a boss that's in a lower area of this place called the Child Bed, which you have to go to now as a part of the story, or at least the higher portion of it. But if you keep going further, you'll get to that point, and you have to fight a new boss to get the warp ability. There's also a couple other newer abilities in the game that just make traveling a lot easier, and they also place items in new areas where you couldn't normally reach them because there's an obstacle in your way. Now you can just yank it. So there's another boss you have to fight to get that power up. And, all in all, based on the feedback of various players for the PC release, the Colors of Rot update is only the first step in a larger plan to do a new game plus content, and they are currently going to have even more content to make new game plus even more worth visiting, instead of just replaying the game with the tougher fights so you can get more mass and stuff like that in other Souls games. So it's probably actually going to be more story content that you can explore if you want to. But like I said, I really enjoyed the game, and despite the issues I experienced on the console release. And I do expect they will patch it relatively quickly. So if you don't mind waiting just a little bit longer, you should check this out if you don't have a PC or a Steam Deck. Because it is a Metroidvania worth looking into. I'm giving this game an 8.5 out of 10 currently. Well, if they fix the issues, it'll definitely be a 9.5. But that's all I have for you today. See you guys later. Bye-bye.